And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Monroe police had their hands full yesterday as they received a call of a possible active shooter at Neville High School around 10 a.m. yesterday. Officers were immediately on the scene and the school was quickly cleared of any threat. The source of the false complaint is being investigated by Monroe police. Out of caution, all of the schools in the city of Monroe were temporarily placed on lockdown yesterday and cleared by police. Police say there is no threat to the public. Also, shooters have been reported across the state at schools in DeRidder, Leesville, Rain, and Mansfield. Local authorities are preparing for situations like that and how to handle the threat. A new program is beginning at Louisiana Tech that would team up the university with United Airlines to help train pilots in the School of Aviation. If accepted, students would learn skills at Tech and transition into United's Aviate partnership and transition to United's regional partners. Students will have access to United flight simulators, training courses, and one-on-one guidance. A tropical wave in the Caribbean is expected to develop into a depression either today or tomorrow. It's likely to get stronger as it moves towards the Gulf of Mexico. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says it's time to begin to pay attention.
I'm just going to ask people to pay attention because we may have been lulled into a sense of complacency. We're getting towards the end of September, and thus far we probably have had the best storm season since about 1991.
The governor's urging everyone to do the things that we hoped we wouldn't have to do this hurricane season. He says now's the time to gather supplies and get a game plan.
Do all the things now that we should have done at the outset of hurricane season. Let your family know what your evacuation plans are, if you're going to evacuate, how they communicate with you, where you're going.
ULM will welcome the Raging Cajuns to Malone Stadium on Saturday for the Sun Belt opener. UL Lafayette was picked to win the Sun Belt's West Division, while the Warhawks were picked to finish last in the West. Warhawks coach Terry Bowden is not hiding the fact of who has the more talented team.
90% of the time, best talent wins. If coaches don't mess it up, the team with the best football players wins, and they've had the best football players in the conference. I don't know that we're there yet.
ULM is 1-2 with losses to Texas and Alabama. The Crimson Tide beat the Warhawks 63-7. Bowden's making sure that the loss to Alabama does not linger.
As I looked at this season and what it would take from a coaching standpoint, I said, we really have to manage the morale of our football team this year. The morale is going to be very important. How do we go against these teams and face a difficult day and come out of that game without having a little bit of your confidence removed?
This is KEDM Monroe.